It was a scorching 28 degrees in the hot sun for almost 150 volunteers and community members of the Little Pine First Nation in Saskatchewan, who walked in bright orange t-shirts and followed in vehicles from the reserve to Delmas on July 28th. A ground-penetrating radar search was conducted by SNC-Lavalin and the Battleford's Agency Tribal Chiefs Incorporated on July 17th to determine the unmarked, undisclosed graves on the site of the Thunder Child St. Henry Indian Residential School. The day began early at 7 a.m. with a pipe ceremony and breakfast. More than 150 registrants signed up for the Survivors Walk, which began shortly after 9 a.m. from the Little Pine Band Hall. This walk not only commemorates and honors the many children that died in residential schools, but also those who survived. Delmas is 38 kilometers northeast of the reserve. Bagged lunches were packed for everyone that participated, which included a sandwich, a granola bar, juice, and water to provide sustenance for the walk there. Some of the women wore colorful ribbon skirts and held umbrellas for shade as they walked. Several stops were made for rest, bathroom breaks, and to drink water. The agenda for their day also included lunch and supper. Sonia Pete is from the Little Pine First Nation and was one of the organizers of the event. Pete says there were a number of people who addressed the participants at the end of the walk, which took just over 9.5 hours.
We're meeting at the Delmont Hall. It's right on, pretty much on the site where they're doing the ground search. And we're going to be having, I guess our agenda looks like we're going to be coming in as a group, and we're going to have, of course, I think they're going to have ceremony, and then they're going to welcome us in our walkers, and we're going to have some speakers, you know, to speak about the significance of the day, why we're doing this. Maybe speak a little bit about the history of Delmas, because it was quite surprising that a lot of people in the area that actually live in Delmas didn't know that there was a school there in the past. So we're just trying to bring awareness to the people around the local areas around here. And we're going to have some dancers and some singers. There's some of them are walking with us right now. We're going to have a meal over there. Not too long of a program, I don't think, but we're just going to try and keep it manageable for everybody.
Pete also thanked the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations for their support in buying the orange Every Child Matters t-shirts. Little Pine First Nation Elder Teresa Sapp is 87 years old. She walked in her wheelchair for part of the way. Sapp attended the Thunder Child Indian Residential School from age 7 to 11 years old, of which 2 years she was not allowed to go home for summer or even for Christmas. Elder Sapp tells Windspeaker Radio about her experience while she attended there.
They were mean. You know, the priest forcing us to tell lies about our confessions, because we had to tell them that, like, we made a sin, they call it. We committed adultery, which we didn't understand what it was. Stealing, fighting, telling lies, all that stupidness.
Elder Teresa recalls seeing the fancy clothes in the attic, but instead were given rags with holes to wear. The priests and nuns eating fancy meals while they were given dry bread and water. She also remembers when the doctor would come to the school.
The doctor came there and he used to come in and he had a pliers. Just open your mouth and which tooth was sore. He just pull it out, not even doing any batting or anything. And then he would say, you'll be okay. Didn't even give us water to wash our mouth with. And cutting out our hair to our nice hair, putting coal all on our heads.
Elder Teresa Sapp did say they were taught some things when she and the others attended St. Henry Indian Residential School.
We learned our responsibilities and the language, religion. We knew how to look after ourselves, I'll say. I did my sweats, I did fasting, I did it all the Indian way.
Said Sapp when Windspeaker Radio asked her how her healing is going. She recommends to others what they need to do to get past the horrid experience while she went to school there.
To heal themselves, talk to other people.
The Thunder Child St. Henry Indian Residential School was in operation by the Roman Catholic Church from 1901 until it burned down in 1948. Many children who attended died from starvation, tuberculosis, pneumonia, and various illnesses, according to a University of Regina history ebook. More than 150,000 First Nations, Inuit, and Métis children attended residential schools between 1860s and 1996. Reading articles about residential schools may trigger strong emotions. If you are having difficulties in dealing with these thoughts and feelings and are in need of support, call the Indian Residential School Survivor Society Emergency Crisis Line at 1-866-925-4419. Help is available 24/7. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamakateo.